Life Talk Radio presents Health and Longevity, the program dedicated to bringing you cutting-edge information and interviews that can change your life. On each edition, nutritionist, registered dietitian, and board-certified anti-aging health practitioner, Dr. John Westerdahl, will show you how to achieve a longer, healthier life using the latest breakthroughs in nutrition, wellness, and lifestyle medicine. And now, here's your host, Dr. John Westerdahl.
Welcome to Health and Longevity. I'm Dr. John Westerdahl. Did you know that heart disease, the number one killer in the U.S., is to a very large degree preventable, treatable, or even reversible? Did you know that the same is true for type 2 diabetes? Did you know that many forms of cancer can be prevented and treated by using food as medicine? Did you know that high blood pressure, elevated cholesterol, acne, acid reflux, allergies, sinusitis, and many autoimmune diseases from multiple sclerosis to rheumatoid arthritis are directly tied to an unhealthy dietary lifestyle? This is good news. Why? Because it means that you, more than you ever realized, have the power to protect your health and prevent disease if you're willing to learn about and embrace predominantly a whole food plant-based diet. On today's program, I will present part three and the final part of our three-part series on plant-based nutrition. In this series, I will discuss the health and nutrition benefits of a plant-based diet and how anyone can transition from a SAD, what I call a SAD, S-A-D, standard American diet, to an optimally healthy plant-based diet. But before we get into today's important topic, here is an important message about the Health and Longevity Radio website.
Would you like to live a happier, healthier, and longer fulfilled life? Then visit us at healthandlongevityradio.com. That's one word, healthandlongevityradio.com. There you'll find valuable information and resources that can help you achieve optimal health and give you the secrets to longevity. Visit us today at healthandlongevityradio.com. Once again, that's healthandlongevityradio.com. It could change your life.
And now, Health and Longevity's special feature, where Dr. Westerdahl discusses vital topics important to your health and longevity.
Let's talk about transitioning to a plant-based diet, and we'll talk about some tips and tricks on what you can eat. Incorporating plant-based foods into your daily routine. Now that you know the powerful why behind a whole food plant-based diet and lifestyle, it's time to learn how to incorporate these foods into your life. We're going to talk about a roadmap to help guide you on your journey to eating more whole plant-based foods. Here are the first steps that you need to take towards a happier, healthier life. Start where you are today. You are unique, and your journey to a whole food, plant-based lifestyle will also be unique to you and you alone. The first step is to assess where you are right now. Take what's called the four-leaf survey. You can go to that survey at www.4leafsurvey.com. That's leafsurvey.com. Go to that website, and that will give you a survey to help you identify where you are on your journey and what steps you need to take next to improve your health. Focus on progress. Think of eating a spectrum with a standard American diet at one end and a whole food plant-based diet at the other end. As you transition to this dietary lifestyle, you will slowly move along this spectrum towards more plant-based foods. These whole plant-based foods will become the rule, and processed, packaged, and animal-based foods will become the exception to the rule. The best results will come from fully adopting a whole food plant-based diet. It is important that you focus on progress to continually move to eating more whole plant foods. Some might call this transition extreme and choose to continue eating animal-based products in moderation, but as Dr. Caldwell Esselstyn says, moderation kills. This is especially true when your goal is to reverse disease. Think of it this way. Coronary bypass surgery is much more extreme than eating whole plant foods. It's about what you eat, not what you avoid. Instead of focusing on what you are giving up, focus on what you are adding to your diet. The more whole plant food you add, the less room there is for packaged, processed, and animal foods. By approaching your transition this way, you will eventually crowd out all the unhealthful foods in your diet in order to make room for more nourishing whole plant foods. Set goals. Each week, set a new goal to help you move toward a plant-based lifestyle. Write down your goal and identify specific steps you will need to take in order to achieve it. With each week and each goal, you will move more closely to a healthier lifestyle. Label reading 101. Never believe what's printed on the front of the package. While a bread, for example, may say whole grain, unless whole is listed as one of the first ingredients on the nutrition facts label, then it's probably made from refined wheat flour. The sodium content per serving of a packaged product should not exceed the number of calories per serving. Keep in mind, this is the ideal. You'll be shocked at just how much sodium many products contain. Regarding fat, the ideal is to steer clear of any products that indicate fat calories equaling more than 10 to 20% at the most of the total calories, with saturated fat and hydrogenated trans fats being the most problematic. Roadmap to building plant-based meals. Most nutrition research focuses on nutrition reductionism, or the study of isolated nutrients. However, it is not how we eat food. When we eat, we consume countless nutrients and substances that work in synergy with one another in our bodies. Food synergy is what determines the state of our health over time. Several studies show that the nutrients in food work best when they are consumed in their whole form compared to when they are consumed as isolated nutrients. For example, if 5 people eat a plate of broccoli, each person will absorb a different array of nutrients from that broccoli, tailored to what their body needs in that amount. As Dr. T. Colin Campbell explains in his book, Whole, this incredible symphony of vitamins, minerals, and other nutrients working together with our bodies cannot be replicated in any supplement or pill. Eating a variety of whole plant-based foods is the best way to ensure optimal health. Enjoy a variety of foods from the food groups. Aim to fill one half of your plate with vegetables and fruits, and the other half with starchy vegetables, whole grains, beans, and legumes. Add nuts, seeds, herbs, and spices as flavor enhancers. Colorful vegetables and leafy greens. Those are broccoli, cauliflower, Brussels sprouts, cabbage, peppers, mushrooms, zucchini, squash varieties, leeks, asparagus, kale, spinach, lettuce, collard greens, and chard. Dr. Caldwell Esselstyn, author of Prevent and Reverse Heart Disease, refers to these leafy greens as the fire extinguishers on the burning cauldron of inflammation that burns in our bodies. Meaning, leafy greens does body good. Root vegetables, white, yellow, and red potatoes, sweet potatoes, carrots, parsnips, beets, turnips, onions. Colorful fruits, apples, bananas, citrus, berries, melons, pineapple, kiwi pears, mangoes, stone fruits. Whole grains, brown rice, wild rice, quinoa, barley, bulgur, oats, millet, teff, amaranth, corn, spelt. Beans and legumes, garbanzo, kidney, black, navy, white, lima, pinto, lentils, edamame, split peas, nuts, walnuts, almonds, macadamia, cashews, pecans, pine, Brazil, seeds, sunflower, sesame, flax, chia, hemp, pumpkin, poppy. Take your journey to a healthful lifestyle one step and one bite at a time. Step 1. Enjoy. Prepare plant-based meals you already enjoy. Examples are bean burritos, vegetable minestrone soup, pasta primavera, tofu and vegetable stir-fry. Step 2. Adapt. Choose favorite recipes and give them a plant-based makeover. Examples: from beef chili, go to 3-bean chili. From hamburger, go to a black bean burger. From scrambled eggs, go to scrambled tofu. From chicken salad sandwich, go to a chickpea salad sandwich. From ground beef sloppy joes, go to lentil sloppy joes. Step 3. Explore. When you feel confident in step 1 and step 2, begin to explore new plant-based foods and recipes. Examples are: choose a few whole food plant-based cookbooks. Browse plant-based recipe websites. Try tempeh. Crumble and add the marinara sauce in place of ground beef. Try nutritional yeast. Sprinkle it on pizza, pasta, and rice dishes for a savory and cheesy flavor. Explore recommended plant-based recipe websites and cookbooks at resources on your website and also at plantricianproject.org. That's PlantricianProject project.org. Stocking your plant-based pantry. First, canned and dried beans, black beans, black-eyed peas, chickpeas, also known as garbanzo beans, northern white beans, also known as cannellini beans, pink beans, pinto beans, red and kidney beans, lentils. For pastas and noodles, get whole wheat pasta, gluten-free pasta, brown rice noodles, and soba noodles. For nuts, seeds, and nut and seed butters, walnuts, almonds, cashews, pecans, sunflower seeds, pumpkin seeds, peanut butter that's non-hydrogenated, such as Laura Scudder's natural peanut butter, almond butter, tahini, flax seeds. Other foods to include in your pantry include canned diced tomatoes, low-sodium tomato and pasta sauce, tamari or Bragg liquid aminos, vinegars, salsas, dried herbs and spices, and salt-free blends. For refrigerator staples, perishable vegetables, frozen mixed vegetables, perishable fruits, frozen organic edamame, sweet potatoes and white potatoes, hummus. Make your own or look for a low-fat brand. Whole grain breads. You can also freeze those breads. Non-dairy milks. Tofu, tempeh, citrus, nutritional yeast. Whole wheat flour tortillas and corn tortillas. Whole grains. Look at barley, bulgur, couscous, millet, brown rice, quinoa, wild rice, steel-cut oats, and or the old-fashioned oats. Remember, if it's ready in 30 seconds or even 2 or 3 minutes, then it isn't whole grain. Meaning, it isn't a health-promoting, disease-fighting choice. Steel-cut oats, for example, will need to cook for 25 to 30 minutes. An unprocessed brown or wild rice may require 40 to 45 minutes of cooking time. Let's talk about planning and grocery shopping. Take inventory. Take inventory of items you already have in your kitchen. These items will be the foundation of your meals. This will reduce food waste and lighten your grocery bill. Create your menu. Take time to map out the upcoming week and tally up how many meals you will need to be prepared. Look for recipes that incorporate the items you already have on hand. Rely on leftovers. Instead of cooking a new meal every night, make double portions of 3 to 4 recipes each week so you can enjoy a few no-fuss nights of leftovers. Simplify breakfast and lunch. Choose just a few breakfast and lunch options each week and make them in bulk to cut down on the time of ingredients you have to purchase and the amount of time you have to spend in the kitchen. Make your list. Now that you've taken inventory and have chosen your recipes, write your grocery list. Lists keep unhealthy temptations and impulse buys out of your cart. If it's not on the list, don't buy it. Stick to staples. The grocery store is full of high-priced specialty foods that claim to be the keys to good health. While some of these items may provide needed convenience, like pre-chopped vegetables, and others might be fun to try, like goji berries, none of these are essential to a healthy plant-based diet. To keep your grocery budget in check, stick to staples like in-season produce, frozen fruits and vegetables, beans, lentils, brown rice, oats, and potatoes. Buy in bulk and shop online. Visit your grocery store bulk section to purchase staple foods in the exact quantities you need. If you live in an area that doesn't sell plant-based staples, such as certain whole grains and beans, or if your local grocery store sells these items at a high markup, turn to the virtual bulk aisle online. Websites like Amazon.com and ThriveMarket.com sell staples at competitive prices. Schedule prep time. After you've gathered all your ingredients from the grocery store, schedule some prep time in your kitchen. This is a crucial step to setting yourself up for a successful week. The goal of prep time is to ensure that a healthy meal is only 30 minutes away any day of the week, so identify steps that will ensure this convenience. Cook all grains and beans in large batches and make few low-maintenance one-pot meals and freeze in individual portions. Wash and chop fruits and vegetables to make lunches and snacks easier to throw together. Make a large salad that will last for days. When is buying organic most important? Nearly two-thirds of the 3,015 produce samples tested by the U.S. Department of Agriculture in 2013 contain pesticide residues. There is what's called the Dirty Dozen, and buy these foods organic whenever possible. Strawberries, spinach, kale, nectarines, apples, grapes, peaches, cherries, pears, tomatoes, celery, and potatoes. Then there's a list that's called the Clean 15. These are the safest conventional produce to buy. Avocados, sweet corn, pineapples, frozen sweet peas, onions, papayas, eggplant, asparagus, kiwi, cabbage, cauliflower, cantaloupe, broccoli, mushrooms, and honeydew melons. Let's talk about plant-based cooking tips and tricks. Plant-based cooking is not difficult. It simply requires learning a few kitchen skills. Once you've done this, you will be able to whip up plant-based meals with ease and try these strategies to make plant-based cooking easier. Try batch cooking. Use a slow cooker or pressure cooker. Roast, broil, grill your veggies, or sauté in water or vegetable broth. Sharpen your knife skills. Use herbs and spices. Add umami. Umami is the fifth flavor outside of salty, sweet, bitter, or sour. Umami is a savory flavor often associated with meat. A few vegetables provide umami flavor as well, making plant-based dishes taste more savory. Add umami with mushrooms, soybeans, miso, and other fermented foods, tomatoes, potatoes, and sea vegetables. Look at enrolling in a plant-based cooking class. The Plantrician Project is proud to be partnered with the Ruby, R-O-U-X-B-E, Cooking School to bring you Culinary RX. This is an online course that you can take to learn how to cook healthy and delicious plant-based meals. Go online and look for the Plantrician Project and more information about the Ruby Online Cooking School. Now, there are some ingredients that you can swap. Milk. Non-dairy milks like soy, almond, and rice easily replace dairy milks in most cases. To replace buttermilk, mix non-dairy milk with lemon juice, apple cider vinegar, or brown rice vinegar and let it stand for 5 to 10 minutes. What about cream? You can swap that with cashew cream. Cashew cream beautifully imitates the creamy texture of dairy cream. Combine a few raw cashews with water or other liquids, such as vegetable broth or non-dairy milk, and blend it in a high-speed blender until completely smooth and creamy. Instead of butter, use vegan butter substitutes. They can be used to replace regular butter in equal amounts. Pureed fruits like applesauce or smashed bananas also work well in place of butter or oils in baked goods. Instead of eggs, swap them for baking with the use of flax egg. Flax egg can be used to replace regular eggs. All you have to do is combine 1 tablespoon of ground flax seeds with 3 tablespoons of water and mix until gelatinous. Multiply this recipe by the number of eggs called for. For binding, such as in veggie burger patties, use 2 tablespoons of cornstarch mixed with 2 tablespoons of water and mix well. Multiply this recipe by the number of eggs called for. Alternatively, use 1/4 cup tofu. To replace scrambled eggs, try scrambled tofu. Instead of cheese is often the most challenging for people to give up, but it is also the most crucial step towards better health. Sprinkle nutritional yeast on meals for a cheesy flavor and Parmesan-like texture. Most nutritional yeast is also fortified with vitamin B12, a vitamin essential for good health. Also look for recipes that use tofu or cashews as a substitute for cheese. Let's talk about incorporating plant-based meals into your daily life and to reclaim health one day, one bite at a time. Making plant-based family-friendly. Whole food plant-based diets are healthy for the entire family. As you begin your journey towards a healthier lifestyle, it may be difficult to convince the rest of your family to get on board with this new way of eating. Here are a few ideas to encourage your family to embrace a whole food plant-based diet. Involve the entire family. Children are more likely to try and enjoy foods that they help select and prepare. Take your children grocery shopping with you and encourage them to choose a new fruit and vegetable. Allow them to pick a new plant-based recipe each week. Invite them to help with age-appropriate food preparation, such as snapping of green beans, peeling of carrots, and for older children, measuring ingredients. Orchestrating ways for your children to contribute to the family's meals will lure them to the dinner table with excitement. Then it is so important to make your dinner table a place of peace, celebration, and gratitude while also using it as an ideal forum for education. Give your family favorites a makeover. Ease your family into plant-based eating by offering them foods that they already know and love, adding them to a plant-based twist, such as serving pizza piled high with vegetables, or bean burgers instead of hamburgers, and baked potato fries. You can still be plant-based and on a budget. One of the most common concerns about eating a whole food plant-based diet is that it will be too expensive. This misconception likely comes from the belief that you must buy pricey superfoods and specialty products in order to adopt this way of eating. That is simply not true. In fact, a plant-based diet can cost the same or even less than the standard American diet. A Harvard study concluded that those with a limited food budget should purchase more plant-based foods like nuts, beans, whole grains, and soy, and less red meat and dairy to maximize their dietary investment. The USDA found that healthy foods like fruits and vegetables are cheaper than unhealthy foods like meat and junk foods when compared based on cost per serving, cost per weight, and cost per nutritional value. Plan meals. Meal planning is the most important thing you can do to keep your grocery budget in check. Before shopping, take some time to survey what is already in your kitchen and find recipes that incorporate the food items you already have in stock. As your cooking skills improve, you will be able to whip up plant-based meals in minutes from staples that you already have on hand. Stick to staples. It's tempting to succumb to the allure of aisles packed with superfood products at health food stores. You don't need to buy pricey specialty foods to eat a healthy plant-based diet. Stick with budget-friendly staples like in-season produce, frozen fruits and vegetables, beans, lentils, brown rice, oats, and potatoes. Buy in bulk. Find a grocery store in your area that sells plant-based staples in bulk, which is often cheaper than buying items that are packaged on the shelf. If you live near Whole Food Market, you can still find all the bulk items you need. Websites like Amazon.com and ThriveMarket.com make it easy and affordable to stock up on staples. Shop smart for produce. The largest percentage of your grocery bill will go towards produce. Plan meals around in-season produce. Not only will it be cheaper, it will also be more nutritious and flavorful. Although buying all organic is ideal, it does not fit into everyone's budget. Get cooking! Prepared foods may seem convenient, but their convenience comes with a hefty price tag. Cooking from scratch as often as possible instead of relying on pre-made packaged foods will help keep your budget in check. What about dining out on a plant-based diet? Choosing to eat a whole food plant-based diet does not mean you can't enjoy eating out at restaurants. As more and more people choose to reclaim their health, many restaurants now offer healthy, delicious plant-based options. Here are some suggestions that can help guide you to make healthy choices when you dine out. Don't be afraid to ask. Most restaurants want you to enjoy your dining experience and will accommodate your requests. Ask for whole food, plant-based options. Beware of oil and salt. Ask for oil-free options and ask for vegetables to be prepared, steamed, or dry, without oil, when possible. And see if the restaurant can limit the salt. Be aware of refined grains. Ask for 100% whole grain options. Be creative. Beware of salad dressings because they can be loaded with oil and calories. Find restaurants in your area that offer healthy plant-based options. Here are some plant-based options at restaurants. Steakhouses have baked potatoes topped with vegetables and salsas and a side salad or salad bar. Mexican restaurants have black bean or soft burrito bowls with brown rice and extra vegetables. Naked taco salad with lots of leafy greens loaded with black bean, salsa, and guacamole. Asian and noodle shops with tofu and vegetable stir fries and brown rice. American restaurants have veggie burgers and also with a side of salad can be a good meal. Whether you are traveling for business or pleasure, you can stick to your healthy eating routine and still enjoy yourself. So today is the first day of the rest of your life. Make today count and count the days that come. Choose health with each and every bite that you take. I hope you enjoyed today's part three and the final part of our three-part series programs on plant-based nutrition. I would like to thank the Plantrition Project for providing much of the information that we discussed today and that we are discussing throughout the series. If you would like to receive a transcript in book form, and the transcript would be called the Plant-Based Nutrition Quick Start Guide. It's a book that contains all the information we're covering during this three-part series. If you'd like to obtain the copy of that, you can contact the Plantrition Project. Go to plantritionproject.org. That's plantritionproject.org. Again, that's plantritionproject.org. And you can learn information on how to obtain the Plant-Based Nutrition Quick Start Guide that covers all the information that we're covering in this three-part series.
Would you like to live a happier, healthier, and longer fulfilled life? Then visit us at healthandlongevityradio.com. That's one word, healthandlongevityradio.com. There you'll find valuable information and resources that can help you achieve optimal health and give you the secrets to longevity. Visit us today at healthandlongevityradio.com. Once again, that's healthandlongevityradio.com. It could change your life.
That's it for this week's program. Until our next broadcast, this is Dr. John Westerdahl wishing you the best of health and longevity.
This has been Health and Longevity with Dr. John Westerdahl, a production of Life Talk Radio. Join us again next week on the same station and time for Health and Longevity. The preceding information on this program has been general information about your health and is not to be taken as professional medical advice, nor is it intended to serve as a substitute for medical attention. Do not change your diet or exercise habits without guidance from your medical doctor, especially if you have health problems or are on medication. Do not change your medications without the advice and supervision of your medical doctor. If you have a medical condition, we encourage you to seek the consultation of a medical doctor experienced in dietary change and lifestyle medicine. And as always, we wish you the best of health.